This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, I don't know about despicable, but pretty darn close. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I keep telling you, get involved in the conversation. Keep being part of the conversation. You need to be. You know, as I always say, you know, I don't have the market sewn up on what to do with your money. I don't know everything it takes to do to keep money in your pocket, to keep money in your bank, to keep, you know, look at my bank, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I bring people on to do. And no matter what the topic is, I bring people on that should know what they're talking about, unless I'm obviously making fun of them, having some fun with them. Anyway, and David Fisher's not one of those. So David's going to be up with us after the break, and we're going to be talking about the, you know, for all intents and purposes, what you're going to do with your money. But Dave has also agreed, God bless him, man, over the next few weeks to talk to us from a standpoint of how money flows, what you can do with it on a regular basis, and not being moved by the day-to-day stock market, not being moved by the moment-by-moment movement we see or how things knee-jerk because of what the president said or didn't say. We want to be able to make sure that what you're doing, the movements you're making, the things that you're acting on are based in reality. What do you think about that? There's a novel thought, right? But seriously, we want to make sure it's based in reality. I mean, otherwise, you're telling the same lies, you're spewing the same garbage that the other team spews on a regular basis. Are you not? Or am I drinking over here? If I'm drinking, I can't taste anything. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and that you're being part of the conversation. All right. So, you got, this is just amazing to me. The DNC leader, a DNC leader, has, God, amazing, has vowed to ban books. Now, aren't you guys, aren't you Dems all about, you know, free speech, free thought? I mean, that's what you keep telling us. Unless it's conservative thought. That's a whole different animal then. The second in command at the Democrat National Committee has implored Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos to stop the retail giant's sale of literature and music published by entities identified as hate groups. Now, you know, who's going to use, who does he want to use as his basis for all of this? Yeah, you got it. The Southern Poverty Law Center. Isn't that just wonderful? Isn't that just special? Because, you know, they're not a hate group, are they? The people that they put on that group just totally asinine. Now, while the letter from the U.S. Republican Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, how do you guys, I'm sorry, yeah, right? No, Minneapolis. The representative said that, I'm amazed at this. I'm amazed that nobody, I'm reading this and I'm saying to myself, Where's the outcry from the Dems? Where's the outcry from the moderate Dems? Where's the outcry from people that don't want to ban books, that have been screaming for years that we, no matter what the book's about, you can't ban it? You've got to allow kids to read it. You've got to allow people to read it. He specified his concern about the neo-Nazi and white nationalist writers. Well, who decides who they are? His opening sweeping statement about the SPLC-designated hate groups should be cause for alarm. I mean, think about some of the people that they think are okay, but the Southern Poverty Law Center think aren't. Now, remember, you're a hate monger You're a hate group if you're pro-choice. I mean, if you're pro-life. It's that simple for them. You're a hate group. I'm surprised they didn't name every church in the country if you don't believe in gay marriage. See, they turn it into hate. Total, unadulterated hate. Right? Ellison, he really wants Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the biggies to stop selling these books. I mean, apparently he's forgotten that the internet has abilities to sell the books as well. And frankly, I hope Bezos goes along with him. Shut him down. Shut him off. He's such a hardcore left-leaning liberal. Let's take as much money out of his pocket as we can. But the SPLC has been challenged for applying the hate group labels to groups with broad support, such as the Family Research Council and Alliance Defending Freedom, which have ended up on SPLC's list really simply because they advocate for traditional marriage. They oppose abortion. They support and back up many conservative causes. Isn't that terrible? I mean, it isn't just terrible. It's terrible. You know what I mean? Crazy terrible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I keep telling you guys, you have got to be careful. You've got to be careful in the way you handle things. You've got to be careful. And, you know, talk to your nieces and nephews. I'm saying this every night now. I'm kind of stuck on this thing. You need to talk to your nieces and nephews. You need to make sure they know what the truth is, what real history is. And, you know, when they can't find a book, doesn't mean it doesn't. Think about this. These guys are going to tweak the search engines so this stuff doesn't come up. And don't tell me they're not going to, because you and I both know they're going to. Right? We can't have it. You can't allow it to happen. You've got to keep pushing back. You've got to keep fighting, okay? Are you with me? Because I know some of you are like, here he goes again. Why would we want to do that? It doesn't help. It doesn't push our... Yeah, it does. I had one guy actually start fighting with me. Well, you'd be putting people out of work. You know, as a conservative, you don't want to put anybody out of work. Yeah, I do. As a conservative Christian, I want to put the devil out of work. How do you like that? When does it stop, though? When do you guys decide to start pushing back and fighting, no matter how distasteful it is, no matter what you have to give up? I always hear that, too. God, it's the only place we get this information. God, it's the only place we get that information. First off, let's get something straight here. I'm not God, all right? And secondly, yeah, God calls you to do things, too, that are uncomfortable, that would take away from your whatever. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I almost said David Beagle. We're going to have him back on, too. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
I wish I knew how to whistle like that. No, I really can't. I mean, it'd be okay. Okay. Hey, I'm Gilbert Senior, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it, because I don't want to waste any of his time. And, you know, we really get so much out of this. We are back at it. And, you know, I always have fun when David Fisher joins me. And, you know, as I've always told you guys, plain simple English. I don't speak finances, and David breaks it down so we can understand it. I trust David. I think that you should too. I mean, I've always told you guys, I don't bring people on the show I don't trust. I don't bring people on the show, you know, that are selling snake oil, right? You know what I'm saying? We've done a couple of shows. You guys kind of laugh at it, but we've done a couple of shows where I brought people on that sell those oils, but they're people that I know, and I've seen them work. So I'm not endorsing the oils. I mean, I realize that everybody's, body is different and works different, and you've got to make the decisions on your own, but at least get informed. At least talk to people. Don't poo-poo this stuff before you understand what's going on. And when you look at what's happening on TV right now, you've got, you got to buy gold or else. You got to buy silver or else. I mean, it's all this fear-mongering. David doesn't do that. David takes a look at these things. He comes at your finances. He comes at your portfolio in a way that you really can understand what he's saying. And he's not just pushing precious metals. We've talked about real estate. We've talked about precious metals, stocks and bonds. And as I like to joke, cash in the backyard. So, again, it's about getting information and getting information from people you trust. So I always appreciate when David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I wouldn't give out your home address if you have cash in your backyard, Joe. Also, just now that we're having some fun here, just want to clarify, I'm not a snake oil salesman. So now we're having our last salvo. Now, talking about money should be fun, actually, you know. And so I always appreciate, you got to have a sense of humor about life. And, we interact that way. Maybe too much, Joe, but one thing that they're always going to get, when we'll separate the humor from the facts. And
listen.
You know, so.
It is, and this is, thus saith Joe Messina, not David, okay? It is no fun to walk up to the counter where you're paying your electric bill and so on. I can't pay the bill. Can I spread out the payments? That's not a fun place to be. The fun place to be is when you've got enough money in the bank, you've got enough resources behind you, that you don't even think about the bill getting paid because you know it's on automatic payment. You've got plenty to take care of it. So I'm of that. I mean, I'm not putting down poor people. It's not the intent here. But just saying it is easier to have a smile on your face when you can take care of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. So speaking of which, the market, I mean, you talk about a great poker player. The market, you would think it would have been all over the place this week, but there's not much movement. And, with the things that are going on with President Trump and Vladimir Putin, I hear that they're dating now, according to the left. But seriously,
oh, news source you're listening to. Maybe I'm not watching out there, Joe. There's something new out there that I don't know about.
Well, it's the new love fest of the sanctuary, apparently.
Okay,
I see
what you're saying.
And the market just seems to be cranking right along. I mean, it's not taking a nosedive. It's not shooting up like crazy. Give us some insight here.
Yeah, it's really not going up, and it's not really going down. It has its days of both, but they're not big up days or big down days. And that's because of some uncertainty. You know, in reference to the aftermath of the big meeting, which was, really historic, and I'm glad it happened. We got that out of the way. The markets are not, not moving because of that, but since we're bringing up a little bit about Russia and the United States, something that people might not be aware of, because what you see, or what we saw, publicly, it looked like there was this huge interactive, great relationship between the two presidents. And that's probably the case. But behind the scenes, there's some facts that are completely different, which I'm going to bring to light. And, that's what I do. Let's take a look at both sides of the coin, so to speak. But Russia's been dumping treasuries left and right, the fastest pace in history for Russia, and probably maybe of any central bank. Now, this put into perspective, they don't hold a lot of treasuries in reference to other countries like China. China's number one. Russia's number 11. They've never been a big buyer of U.S. treasuries. Why? Because we don't trade with them. So when you trade with a country and there's a trade deficit, and we'll talk, this relates to tariffs, but when there's a trade deficit, that other country that has a trade surplus puts that money in a treasury typically. So that's why we don't have a lot of trade going on with Russia historically. That's why they don't have a lot of U.S. treasury bonds. But they have enough that they did affect the market, and here's what happened. This is an announcement from last Friday, since the last time I was on your program, by our own treasury. So this is straight factual data from the Treasury in a report saying that Russia dumped half of their Treasury bills here in April, which was $47.4 billion. They had $100 billion at the beginning of the year, so they've been dumping them slowly. They just dumped half of them, and that according to the Treasury, is what caused the 10-year yield, Joe, to go above 3%. So that was just less than $50 billion of Treasuries. It wasn't a tariff that the news was talking about. The Treasury is setting the record straight. It's saying because there was a dumping of about $50 billion. Now, let's put this into perspective. Russia, since then, President Trump has kind of jawboned them a little bit and given them a hard time and put on more sanctions and on Russia. And Russia has retaliated, saying that they're going to diversify out of reserves. And so I think they're going to see more of this. They might completely get rid of their holdings over maybe this year. I wouldn't be surprised. But if China comes and dumps $50 billion, that's going to say a lot more. And they hold $1.13 trillion. So, but Russia's doing another thing. So let's go back to Russia. As you know, the United States has been very strong against Iran in their oil and sanctions against them, so they don't raise capital to build their nuclear armament, a deal that was struck that President Trump wants to renegotiate. We all know that. So here's what's happened behind the scenes. People might not know this. Russia has been making arrangements, plans with Iran, $50 billion in the oil and gas industry, and the two countries have come together with close ties, creating that. There's been meetings that has happened between the top officials, and I can mention names. They're hard to pronounce, but from Iran.
Why don't you hold that, because we're coming up on a break, and let's hit that on the other side of the break, because I'm very curious to hear what's going on with that and how that's going to affect us as a whole in this country, okay?
Yep.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. David's got a lot more to say after the break. Please don't go far. We'll be right back. And remember, sharpen up your pencils. No, sharpen them up. You don't use pencils? When did this happen? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
At the Aspen Security Forum, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said Russia continues to target the U.S. with a covert influence campaign.
As Director Coates made clear, these actions are persistent, they are pervasive, they are meant to undermine democracy on a daily basis.
The White House says Vladimir Putin has been invited to Washington this fall, even as leaders in Washington try to fully understand what happened during this week's summit in Helsinki. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coates was clearly taken by surprise when NBC's Andrea Mitchell broke the news to him while he was on stage.
Okay.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
National Security Advisor John Bolton extended the invitation, and discussions are already underway. President Trump himself tweeted, quote, "The summit with Russia was a great success, except with the real enemy of the people, the fake news media. I look forward to our second meeting so that we can start implementing some of the many things discussed." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
I can see some of you out there, you know, probably a good chance. Trying to dance with it. Please, sit down. Sit down. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate so much the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey. We're back with our buddy David Fisher. I always enjoy when he's on with me. And again, as I lightheartedly always say, is he doesn't speak finances, puts it in a language that we can understand. And you really need to know about your finances. You need to know what to do with that money in your wallet, in your bank, in your stocks. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I didn't go to school for this. You have to rely on people you trust, and you got to go about your business. You know, if you're an electrician, a carpenter, a plumber, whatever profession you're at, that's what you're good at. You know how that works. And that's why you have to reach out to people you trust. You have to reach out to people that are good at it. And that's why I bring David Fisher on. He's a trusted entity on this show, and I always appreciate his time with us. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, you threw a curveball at me in the last segment. You're talking about how Russia and Iran are kind of coming together as partners in the oil business, if you would.
Which totally goes against what President Trump, having Russian President Vladimir Putin as his, you know, becoming a good friend, possibly. So, you know, just be careful. You know, we've seen Russia do this before. They put on a face and then they do things behind countries' backs that are totally diametrically opposite of what they put on their face for. But the senior advisor for the international affairs of the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic, his name is Ali Akbar Velaleta, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name properly, but I apologize there. He met with President Putin recently in Moscow to go over a strategy of signing a deal with Iran and Russia. They both reaffirmed their commitment to each other through a joint comprehensive plan of action on Iran's nuclear deal called JCPOA. And this was at the Kremlin, and it was announced by the Kremlin in a meeting that happened here just last week. So this is a real deal, and what they said is the two energy giants out of Russia, which is Rosneft and Gazprom, are going to be the ones that will initially go into the Iran oil fields to sign potential deals worth up to $10 billion. So this is not just talk, this is walk, and this completely goes against the U.S. stance on Iran and helping them with their oil. Instead of a boycott on their oil, Russia's now mopping up that idea specifically by making strong plans of infrastructure with Iran. So, we're going to be continuing to watch how this might affect the relationship. It's not affecting oil. It's going to be a benefit towards Iran because now there's a mechanism for Iran to get their oil out, and Russia is going to help them do that. And this is going to help Russia, you know, facilitate more revenue for their country. So it's going to be a win-win for Iran and Russia, not a big win for the rest of the world and America.
Well, David, I don't know if you know this, and I'm probably catching you off guard here, but when you look at the economies of both of those countries, I mean, you look at the economy of Russia, I've heard that it's the equivalent to New York State, if you would, which is not a whole bunch of money, but I don't know where Iran stands in the grand picture. They just got a boatload of money from us a few years back. You know, are they really financially stable enough to have these, you know, these military actions they have going on and take care of the people in their countries?
Well, Russia is, let's put some numbers to it. The United States economy is $20 trillion. The Russian economy is $1 trillion. So they don't even compare from that standpoint. The Russian economy has been growing more rapidly recently than with the exception of last year, according to the market in the American economy. Russia is trying to, you know, build trade agreements with other countries. China specifically, they've been building very strong ties with China. And that's one reason why Trump is going after China too, because he's trying to, you know, and trying to make Russia a friend, because Russia and China, it's the oil and trade and the yuan currency become globally. That's the underlying tone of all this. Even though they're not talking about the news, but I mean that would interfere with the petrodollar. So, which is what we talked about before. But they, you know, they're not going to be able to compete on, like I've said before, it's not like we're going to wake up one day and tomorrow the yuan is going to be the currency of the world or the Russian ruble. I mean, there's so many, we're talking a long period of time. They have to really grow their economy, and they probably, I'll say in my lifetime, I don't think we're going to see them at the level of the United States. I'd be, you know, highly surprised. There's others that say different. Obviously, you know, if I said that would be beneficial for gold. I don't say things that are beneficial for my industry or myself just for the sake of saying it. I see it, say it as I see it. And so I think we can rest assured that we're not going to see a Russia or China or Iran or all three together and others combined up shoving off the dollar off the pedestal. I think it's going to be challenged. And I think there's a movement away from our currency, and there's clearly that is happening. But, you know, it's not going to crash tomorrow or anything like that.
Right. And people need to understand, you know, when they hear all these things that are going on internationally, I think they need to stop, breathe, and pay attention what the reality of all this is. You know what I'm saying? So let's get past Russia and looking at China. Is there any benefits or drawbacks we're seeing from the trade wars? I mean, I'm hearing, you know, again, I'm doing this every day, and I'm getting ready for the show every day, and truly, you're hearing things from both sides that, you know, it's the worst thing since, I don't know, since square wheels, or it's the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, really, what is going on here?
Well, a few things. First of all, we are in the biggest trade war now with China in history. $34 billion is what was inputted on a 25% tariff tax on more than 800 products. So, I mean, there's no question the largest tariff that was in effect before was in 1933, which prolonged the Great Depression. So this is by far much bigger than that. And the parameters of how far it will go is kind of unknown. And that's one of the challenges. It's not a definitive plan. But the purpose of it is definitive because, you know, people like high net worth individuals are saying, many of them are saying that this is not going to work. But there's a few people out there saying, like the CEO of BlackRock, he said today at a conference called Seeking Alpha, he said, you know, this is all because of the World Trade Organization. It should have been fixed decades ago. So President Trump's right on that. But the methodology of imposing tariffs is not necessarily the way to go. In fact, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said today before Congress, he commented on tariffs and he commented on trade wars. And normally, just as a side note, the Fed doesn't comment on those types of things. That's a rarity. But he said this, and quote, in general, countries that have remained open to trade and haven't erected barriers, including tariffs, are growing faster than the ones in income and high productivity than the countries that have gone in a more protectionist direction. They've done worse. I think this is an empirical results. So in other words, he's saying this is almost an absolute. So that, you know, in the Fed before Congress, they don't talk about tariffs or that's not their wheelhouse. And in fact, he kind of said, you know, it's not our area, but I will answer your question. And so that was very unusual. So that tells you where the Fed's stance is on this. But are they working? Well, I think there's more information out there on how they're not working than where they are working. I'm writing two newsletters, part one and part two, Tariffs, the Untold Story, which is going to come out next week. So they can sign up at it on my website or call my company and sign up that way. It's free. And then the second part's going to come out in August. There's so much information. And the first part one is a rather lengthy a newsletter than normal. So because there's so much information, there's a lot of information coming out from Financial News that I studied quite a bit over the weekend, and I was just amazed. I'll give you a couple of quick facts here, though, and interject when we got to get ready for the break here.
Well, actually, you know what? Because you're gonna launch, and I don't want you to launch. And then we have to cut you off in less than a minute. I also, you hit on nationalism, but you went over it pretty fast. I want to hit on that, too, on the other side of the break. So we'll talk about that. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. People, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. It's a great conversation, even if I do say so myself. We'll be right back. You know, as always, I love when I have this guy on. Okay, but you really should give him a call. Take notes. I mean, there's a LandmarkGold.com. LandmarkGold.com. That's where you want to head out. That's where you're going to get your information. David is always, always, always kill that stupid thing. Anyway, David's always happy to talk with you, always happy to give you information, always happy to help you. And again, as I've been telling you guys, and I keep saying it, I wouldn't have anybody on I don't trust. Give a call. Check them out. Check out LandmarkGold.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, cars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Let's get right back at it. Okay, we're back. I'm not going to waste time. You know what you're listening to. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show. And I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. There's lots you can do up there as well. All right, so, David, before you continue on, we almost ran out of time in the last segment, you went over nationalism as not being the best way for the economy, or not countries that get into nationalism don't do well financially. But now you're looking at Britain, Italy, France, and so on, that are pulling it back and are saying, hey, we have to take care of ourselves first. Give me your insight on that. Where's that going to go?
Well, first of all, I think that's a movement to evidence why President Trump was elected. I think that's one of the main reasons why he was elected. Now it's bleeding over, you know, and obviously with Brexit. There's a difference, though, here between, you know, trying to make your country first and great versus trying to make your country independent, which is Britain. Nationalism is a wide definition. So we're talking about tariffs is not really a nationalism, but it makes your country first versus trying to break away from a system called the EU that you was voted for, you know, by the Britain citizens, 52%, to say, let's be independent again, let's nationalize. So they're having their own struggles, and they will continue to do so.
Sure.
And we'll see to what extent that happens. And if it does work, you might see Italy follow suit, and France might be behind them. So, I mean, which will start to break up the euro, actually. So that's why they're very protectionist. Brussels is on, you know, making it difficult for Britain.
Right.
But in reference to the tariffs, I think, you know, that's the biggest thing in the news right now.
Right.
And, you know, let me say a couple of quotes from experts on this subject who are billionaires that are manage hedge funds. And there's so many have come out in just the last 3 days. I'm going to only mention a couple of them. It's in my newsletter that you can get all the quotes, but a couple of them. Scott Minard, he said this, quote, "The hail of risk is getting fatter and fatter as we go along. So far, the Chinese have shown no interest in backing down, and neither has Donald Trump," end quote. Paul Donovan from UBS, quote, "I don't think we need to be hitting the panic button quite yet, but we have moved a lot closer to it. There is no question," end quote. And the last one, Jim Milstein, quote, "It seems like a perfect storm, creating conditions where recession is very likely and the increase of incidents of defaults and delinquencies are much higher," end quote. And he said that after the governor of Bank of Canada, Stephen Poloz, said that, you know, delinquencies are going to be the big thing and there's not enough monetary policies in place to fix that this time. So it's showing its head in a negative way in several areas in the steel industry because that's where the tariffs were put on.
Right.
It's showing it in soybeans, huge in soybeans. The soybeans, check this out, Joe. Soybeans have dropped 51% from the beginning of this year. Soybean farmers cannot survive in this market. The soybeans have already gotten hit a few years ago. They're off 60% from their previous high. But it's just in one day when they implemented the tariffs on soybeans dropped 40 cents a bushel. To put it into perspective, that's a projected loss of $1.7 billion dollars for American farmers. Easy for me to say.
But let me, okay, so I got to ask you the obvious question, because what is the big deal about soybeans? Why is soybeans such a big economic driver?
It's the number one outsourcing crop that we have in the United States, and it's the number one item, and happens to be a crop, that China buys. There's two major soybean producers in the world, Brazil and the United States, and we're number one. Wow. So the combination of soybeans, if China just shut off the valve and said, we don't want to buy from America anymore, and here's the good news, Brazil could not fill their orders. They could fill about 90% of it.
Right.
So this really cuts the U.S. soybean farmer off at the legs. And that's why soybeans have collapsed in the United States while they've actually gone up by index in Brazil, because the demand has shifted from the United States to Brazil by China.
Interesting. Very interesting. And soybeans, I've been hearing about soybeans forever, and I never really understood their use, why they're so important, why we're so dependent on them, if you would, or dependent on that revenue.
Yeah, it's a protein source. If soybeans represent 44% of it is protein. So in China, they're not meat-based people. They're soy-based people. And so this is what they're using in their food and their agriculture products for growing of their pork, too.
See, I keep telling you guys, it isn't all about precious metals. He's a brilliant man. You need to listen to this.
I also grew up on the farm, and I know a lot about crops and soybeans.
You blew the
even
whole
though
thing
we weren't soybean farmers, but we used it in our feed. My dad owned the feed mill. So anyway, but the steel industry is really getting clobbered. I mean, tariffs on steel that were implemented, if you are a bond bearer of steel, your cost was $300,000 on the insurance of getting the steel in from a bond standpoint. Now it's $3 million. I mean, the bonds have gone through the roof if you're a steel importer. It's affecting many countries, their companies within our country in steel. I mean, the news is starting to come out in Bloomberg News. Here's just one quick story. Here's a gentleman by the name of Todd Adams. He is owned a manufacturing plant, and they use steel. It's a small company. They have 15 employees by a steel company. That's pretty small. The tariffs went into place. They filled out all the responses to petition the United States government to the Commerce Department to allow their tariffs not to be inputted on their products, and filled it all correct. They were denied. They just got a $1 million contract from a company in the United States. Normally, their largest contract previously was $200,000, so this is a big deal. And now they're not going to be able to fill that contract, it looks like, because they can't compete with the pricing structure to make money on this deal anymore. And to put it into perspective, there's 27,600 companies that have filed requests to levy the tariffs on their their items. 452, I can talk for a living, 452 have been denied, and only 267 have been approved. The tariffs, for the most part, are going into effect. It is affecting jobs. There's another factory that just came on the news this morning. I was watching it on financial news. They had to lay off 15 employees from a 60-employee company. They make nails. And, you know, they were going gangbusters right before tariffs. Now, and because the construction's been going, now it's, they're going to have to be maybe even cutting back more.
Talk quickly. You only got a couple of minutes left. The markets have dropped. You know, the stocks have dropped. But what's going on with gold?
Gold did what it's supposed to do. It's dropped because people have gotten out of stocks. That's why stocks have dropped. And they go into cash. So that pushes the dollar up. When the dollar goes up, gold goes down. So unless we have a financial crisis, which we will have in about anywhere from 6 months to probably more closer to 2 years from now. And we've talked about that before. In fact, we're going to do a special segment on that coming up, part of the three-part segment. But
don't,
anyway,
don't give away the secret.
Don't tell anybody I said that, Joe. Okay. But here, let me just give you this fact. Here's what we call the gold production has been shrinking. Recently, a billionaire sounded the alarm on what we call production. His name is Pierre Lassonde. He's the founder of a royal gold mine called Franco Nevada. He was the head of the Newmont Mining, the largest mining gold company in the world. So, I mean, this is not a Johnny-come-lately guy.
Right.
He said this: if you look back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, in every one of those decades in the industry for mining found at least one 50-million-ounce gold deposit, at least 10 30-million-ounce gold deposits, and countless of 5 to 10 million ounces of gold deposits. Here we are 15 years later. We found no 50-million one-ounce deposits, no 30-million one-ounce deposits, and only a few 15-million-ounce deposits. So, and I can quote a few other people that are in the same category. They're saying pretty much the same thing. So the production side is down substantially. We're past peak production in gold, and the demand is only going to increase from here. And when we have a severe problem coming up, the demand will be so great, the production will come close. That's why we're going to have a big movement in golds. But you're not seeing that now. I get it. I've been in this environment before. It reminds me of 1999 when the Wall Street Journal said, gold is archaic, stay away from it. Gold has lost its luster. Don't invest in it. There's no reason to have gold anymore. Little did they know, on the very same day when that publication came out, it was the bottom of gold. At 252, we took about 6 months. It went in a major bull market. It went from $300 to $1,905 in 12 years, excuse me. So the media is usually wrong about gold. Gold is going to make a big move. Now's the time to be buying it.
All right. Media's usually wrong about a lot of stuff, but you're not. So you want to check out David's predictions. I'm telling you, we've talked about him on the show before, usually when he's not on, so I don't embarrass him. But anyhow, if you want to get the free 2018 white paper copy titled Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate, you got to go to LandmarkGold.com. LandmarkGold.com. Check out his website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, 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 hey. We're done. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.